Ephraim Monsanto here reporting for Rebel News, and you may have heard of these so-called anti-Israel tent city encampments that have been propping up all over the West here in Canada as well. There have been over a dozen of these tent cities, and here at Rebel News, we've been at the forefront showing you what festers in these radicalization zone where support for Hamas, the terrorist organization that attacked Israel on October 7th, is explicitly praised for the killing of 1,100 civilians and several hundred hostages taken. A group of patriots decided to sing "Oh Canada" for the radicals at 2 a.m. just this morning and face off with the mob themselves. For some background on how extreme these individuals are in these so-called peaceful protests, just yesterday my colleagues Alex Lavoie and Guillaume Roy were assaulted for bringing you the latest in the anarcho tyranny city of Montreal, where mob rule has taken over and Antifa now runs several universities. Here in Toronto's encampment, you have seen Zionists being pushed out for not adhering to the strict guidelines of no support of the Jewish state inside. A group of children with woke educators instructed them to say "Free Palestine." And Afro-Indigenous members slandering our free country and calling for its end.
We'll see who has some knowledge of history besides TikTok, which I'm sure many of you get your information
from. The knowledge you have is all fake information.
Oh, shit, it's fake. Of course, that's the...
Your country is...
That's the response. My country? What's my country?
Israel, apparently.
My country is Israel, okay.
Yeah, well, what about this
country? I was born and raised in Canada.
You're questioning Canada as much as you're questioning Israel.
Okay, anyway, move out of the way.
Listen to the hate. Take your opinions and shove it up your white ass.
You still think Canada doesn't exist?
I do. Oh, and really? that's a hill that I will die on.
So wow. Yeah, so you don't like Canada? Eh?
Nope. Hate it.
You hate Canada.
Why are you here then, ma'am?
So when Salman Siva, freedom activist and former political prisoner of the regime in Iran, Daniel Boardman of the National Telegraph got their friends together and went to the Toronto anti-Israel tent city early in the morning to play our national anthem for the demonstrators, I was there to capture the entire ordeal for you. Here's how it was on the morning of May 17th.
I'll back!
here for freedom, for Canada, and we stand on guard for Canada, as we say in our national anthem.
There are a bunch of Hamas supporters. This shouldn't be tolerated in Canada. There's a complete failure of institutions. U of T has failed, Olivia Chow has failed, Toronto Police has failed, Doug Ford's failed. Antifadas are within Justin Trudeau's narrow window of acceptable opinions. Antifada is incitement to violence of Jews, to communist revolution, glorification of Hamas, calling for ethnic cleansing of Israel to make it Arab, which I've heard here multiple times. All of that is within acceptable purview.
Unlike some politicians that they are talk, we walk the talk. And happily, peacefully, we wave Canadian flag. We sing O Canada, and we are saying that this hatred in camping must be end.
Trespassing, there's harassment, right? You can protest something, but if you go to someone's bagel shop and scream racial epithets at them at their personal business, this is criminal harassment. We have laws on this, and this is what this is. And you can't, again, no ideological checkpoints in my country.
I'm really disappointed at Justin Trudeau, and he just talk, you know that? If he has the minimum dignity, integrity, we need to end this hatred in Campbell, in U of T, in McGill, in Vancouver, in all the universities. These are not something that shows Canadian value. You can see their chants, you can see their signs. All of them are hateful and all of them are violent.
If you want to see more content like this, head over to deporthamas.com in order to sign our petition. And at that same website, you can see all of our content where you can see all the anti-Israel protests that's been taking over Canada. And if you agree with our message, sign the petition.